We have with us Tory Lowe. He just got done with the show. The Tory Lowe Show is on 101.7 The Truth from 1 to 4. Tory, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I wanted to get us all up to date on what's going on in Washington, D.C. Two National Guardsmen are in critical condition after a shootout just took place. The suspect,
oh, wow.
The suspect is now in critical condition. Here's the thing. The guardsmen are out of West Virginia. The West Virginia governor confirmed as of an hour ago that both of them were dead.
So
there was video of other National Guard members crying on each other's shoulders. Then just a few minutes ago, Kash Patel, the FBI director, comes and says, wait a second, they're not dead. The two National Guardsmen, they're very much alive. They are in critical condition. But I mean, I know that you go to a lot of scenes where there's the fog of not knowing what's going on. How hard is it for families? I mean, this is now national news to see this and get the wrong information.
Emotional roller coaster. You got hope. A lot of people will have hope that they can survive. Then you got a governor saying they're not going to survive or they're passed. But then you got Patel saying, hey, wait a minute, they're in critical. So this is an emotional roller coaster. And sometimes when you make an announcement like that, you got to have all the information, especially when it's involving the National Guard, probably a tragic situation that took place. If I have to make that type of announcement to families, if I'm not sure, I always say, let's keep everybody in prayer. And we're looking to see what the situation is. You can look into it. You can continue to look into it. But sometimes people jump the gun.
That's exactly what happened.
Right.
On our Citing Unlimited talking text line, someone asked, what were these West Virginia guardsmen doing in D.C. anyway?
Well,
that's the question. And we knew that at some point, some of these things that are derived from political gain or from whatever the case may be from the political side is going to bleed over into other things. And I mean, if they weren't there, they probably wouldn't have gotten shot. Mm. Who knows?
But the stakes are so high now. So the fact that the head of all of West Virginia, that'd be like Governor Evers saying
you would think that he would have more intel. Now, if he's making difficult blunders like that, maybe he was told that they were in critical, but their chance of making it may be grave.
He probably knows exactly where the person where they were shot, and it's probably not looking good.
Right.
And you always have to notify the next of kin before that's even announced. So it seems like the governor.
So he just took that foot forward and it was like, hey, basically
terrible.
they're unalived. But once again, this is the government. These are people, the elected officials. A lot of people raise eyebrows many times at politicians. But when you talk about death and tragic, you got to make sure you're right or understanding that is sensitive to the public.
And why is the National Guard there? That is a very good question. That's why the National Guard was in L.A. to stop a lot of the ICE protests. And then they were in Memphis. And then they've been in Washington, D.C. for months at this time.
Right,
yeah.
But not in the city areas, like right downtown, like blocks away from the White House.
Yes.
I was just in Washington, D.C. And there were some National Guardsmen right across the street from the Pentagon. They weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what happened here.
I'm trying to wait for more information to see what exactly was the situation that caused this incident.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see, was this them being on patrol?
Well,
because the National Guard is in Washington, D.C.
But they said that there are reports that this was a targeted attack. And I saw a couple of headlines that said that. So, I mean, we don't know. But again, when you have National Guardsmen just rolling around the streets of America, you putting them in these situations. Mm-hmm. They didn't ask to be there. And as a matter of fact, President Trump came out and said not too long ago, maybe a couple days ago, that there have been no murders in Washington, D.C. since the National Guard has been there.
Right.
And that's not true. There's been 62, actually.
I'll say this, when it comes to.
But, the only thing that I have to say is that the motive still hasn't been. It's been a targeted attack. The motive still is unknown. There was a shootout. And Pete Hegseth just announced at another location, he disclosed that 500 more National Guard troops are going to be going to Washington, D.C.
So for what?
It's going to be a heightened situation. Well, is this just going to heighten it?
It was so many people that were against National Guards being in communities trying to kind of reduce the violence in certain areas. And now we have two National Guards that seeming to be, I don't know if this is an ambush, it's a targeted attack. I don't know what the motive or angle is, but once I get that information, I'm definitely going to have an opinion on it because you got to make sure you don't want to be like the governor and make the wrong play to call the wrong
shot. You do not want to be the West Virginia governor.
You do not want to be him right now. So
and again, according to CNN, it's not just what I've seen or heard or whatever, but according to CNN, two National Guardsmen shot in D.C. appear to be targeted.
Okay, there you go.
And so we'll see. Just trying to find the angle of what targeted them.
Yeah. All right, he's Tori Lowe. Check him out on 101.7 The Truth on the Tori Lowe Show from 1 to 4. Tori, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Be safe.
God bless you.
Wisconsin's Afternoon News Podcast is sponsored by Dave Drakamp Heating. Your comfort is their family's tradition. Visit DaveDrakamp.com. Slenderman Stabber Morgan Geiser apparently will not be coming back to Wisconsin today. TMJ4 News is reporting that she is actually en route to the Waukesha County Jail. That's according to TMJ4 News again. She's accused of cutting off her ankle bracelet, sneaking out the window of her group home, only to be found less than a day later, 200 miles away in Illinois. She was sentenced to 40 years in a mental health institution after stabbing her classmate 19 times to appease the fictional character Slenderman. This is back in 2014, when they were all 12 years old. Now, the Department of Health Services in her custody has requested her release to the group home to be revoked and for her to go back to Winnebago Mental Health Institute. We spoke to her defense attorney the day after the court granted her to begin the release back in March, okay? We spoke to Anthony Cotton back in March. Just a day later, we talked about his worries about her release back then and how some people have become obsessed with her case. One man visiting her while in the mental health institution and selling her drawings online that she mailed to him, calling it the Slender Man package. Here is part of that interview.
You know what I get worried about? It's like this weird guy. Like,
I know.
You can't control, Morgan can't control it. There's some sick people out
there. There's some sick people out there, and I've seen it firsthand, and it's really sad when you see those things, and even with people who you wouldn't expect end up becoming obsessed for reasons that only they can answer. And that is the biggest risk factor, I think, for Morgan is not her own risk factor. It's those other people that do not have her best interests in mind and will seek to take advantage of her.
So we are trying to get information from Anthony Cotton today. Our Adam Roberts is actually calling him right now to double check what's going on. But as soon as we learn more, we will let you know. You're simply the best. She is simply the best, and she is your wonderful travel secretary, Ann Sayers. Ann, thank you for joining us.
Isn't it Dolly Parton who said cuddle out and cozy down? That's what we're talking about today. We have so many good options in Wisconsin for cozy cabins, which I get asked about all the time.
That's awesome, including Washington County.
Yes, you can explore the outdoors of Washington County on Cabin Getaway. It's a Northwest-esque coziness by renting a cabin through the Washington County Park System. You can choose from a robust selection of seasonal cabins and tiny homes and year-round ranger homes. The cabins and the ranger homes, they're scattered throughout that park system, and they have excellent access to outdoor recreation, of course. You can spend time exploring Glacier Hills County Park. This is a park near the village of Richfield. It features different activities throughout the season, like in the warmer months, hiking and swimming, but in the winter months, there's sledding hills and the snowmobile trail access. That's awesome. And while you're there, you have to check out the Museum of Wisconsin Art. This is in West Bend. I love it here so much. You can delve into works crafted by artists deeply connected to our state. A featured exhibition is going on right now that explores this experimental furniture designs of architect Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh, yes. I've been there. It's like a brand new building, and it looks so futuristic and beautiful.
It's beautiful. The collection is stunning.
Yeah, you can also find your perfect cabin in the Northwoods.
Yes, so a couple different ideas for you. Hiller Vacation Homes, they rent cabins, cottages, and lakeside homes in communities like Eagle River, Minocqua, St. Germain, and Three Lakes. Each cabin has its own aesthetic, from modern and chic to cozy and warm. You can also check out the 6-Acre Chalet. This is in St. Germain. This is a touch of alpine charm. The chalet-style cottage is on a completely private wooded site without a neighbor in sight. Wow. You're going to feel like you stumbled into a piece of Switzerland spending the night there. Or go with the Moonlit Cove, also in St. Germain, for a modern masterpiece of a cabin. It's incredible. Soaring great room. It features 3-story high windows facing the lake, a towering fireplace, a dining table large enough for a feast, a loft overlooking the great rooms leads into a bedroom that has its own loft. That's one of 7 bedrooms in total at Moonlit Cove. And then you're going to enjoy comforts like a modern kitchen straight out of a magazine spread, a game room, a gazebo with a fire pit. And while you're in the area, check out the Snowmobile Hall of Fame and Museum. This is a really fun activity in the St. Germain area. It's a museum dedicated to preserving and showcasing our rich history of snowmobiling. You're going to see historic sleds, trophies, apparel, lots of videos of recreational and competitive riding.
Yep, I've covered that before when I was a reporter in Wausau. That was fantastic. And a dreamy cabin outside of Lake Geneva.
Oh, you'll love this. Snuggle up during a dreamy stay at the Cozy Cardinal. It's an A-frame cabin. It can be found on Airbnb. It's tucked away into the woods outside of Lake Geneva, and it's designed for bird lovers. You're going to be struck by this beautiful mural of a cardinal right when you step in. You're going to enjoy flipping through books of the native bird species and then contribute to a running log book of the birds that guests have spotted on the property. Outside, relax in your own private woodland wellness experience. The Cozy Cardinal has a hot tub for soaking and a panoramic cedar sauna for steaming. And when you're ready for an excursion, visit nearby Maxwell Mansion for craft drinks at the Speakeasy. The subterranean space is going to transport you back to the 1920s through the drinks and the ambiance, and maybe even add an unforgettable activity to your itinerary by taking a cooking class at the Lake Geneva School of Cooking.
Wow, I think this is awesome. Do you like the little mini homes, the smaller homes when doing the cabin, or do you like the big ones, like that 7-bedroom place with 3-story high windows?
Kind of depends on the vibe, I suppose, but I do love like a big friend's getaway to a log cabin on a lake and big, huge kitchen for cooking and eating all day. I love that.
I like the A-frame, the Cozy Cardinal. That's really cool that you can see all the different birds and log them. That's fantastic. You can start your winter getaway at travelwisconsin.com. That's travelwisconsin.com. Our wonderful secretary, Ann Sayers, thank you. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for having me.
The Milwaukee Economy Briefing is sponsored by Horicon Bank. The natural choice is at horiconbank.com. He is the president and CEO of Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce, MMAC, Dale Coingani. He joins us on the line. Dale, how are you?
Happy Thanksgiving. Doing well.
Yes. Hey, where are you?
I'm up in Neenah. Tonight, Brookfield East plays Neenah. My son plays for the Brookfield East. My son's taller than I am. I'm 6'7". He's 6'8". So there's some balling going on. So we just got up here, and the Wisconsin high school basketball season starts tonight on a cold, cold Neenah night. So ready for some basketball. Here we go.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So what year is he? Is sophomore?
He's a senior.
Senior. 6'8" senior.
Yeah.
Oh, those aren't bad measurements.
No, and it's so funny to me because I go through my day and I literally, not figuratively, look down on people. And then I go home and to like tell your son to do his homework and look up. It's a very strange feeling for me.
Do you think that he's going to get a scholarship to college and with basketball?
He's got a lot of D3 schools looking at him. And, I mean, he really wants to go, you know, D2 or D1. But, you know, that's supposed to be how this basketball season goes. But he's got some great schools for D3 looking at Wisconsin, Lutheran, some other ones like that. So we'll see what happens. It's exciting. See what he does.
That's amazing.
Yeah, fun.
Now, let's talk about degrees. Are there 3-year degrees in the future for higher ed?
There are. Mount Mary has just announced they'll be the first school in Wisconsin to offer a 3-year degree. I also know another school locally, I don't know if it's public yet, that floated the idea to us. Hey, what do you think about this? I have really mixed emotions on it. I think for some degrees, if you could fast track it, get it done, get in the workforce, great. I think generally for a lot of degrees, it's probably moving the wrong direction. And also, for some schools, it's a weird math because for some schools, it may be a solution to some of the challenges they have in education. And the demographic issues for higher education are horrible, horrible. And then on top of that is, if you look at the polls, just 15 years ago, 75% of young people said that college was very important. Today, it's 35%. So for those schools that do these three-year degrees, they may pick up more students, which would be good for them. But as an industry for higher education, if you have this move towards three-year degrees, it's less and less, less tuition dollars, less students, right? So, and I also think, I mean, I think there is value in a liberal arts education. I may be old school on this, but I think there is value in having a well-rounded education that gives you a larger perspective. So once again, mixed emotions, but always rooting for schools like Mount Mary and other schools in the area. We'll see what comes of it.
Yeah. And what if you want to travel abroad? You know, it kind of cuts things down when you're trying to get it done in 3 years for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go to Foxconn.
Yeah, definitely limits your options.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's go to Foxconn. All right. They committed to more than 1,300 new jobs in Mount Pleasant. I don't know if we'll ever get to the 13,000 that was pie in the sky idea years ago. But what does this mean to MMAC?
Yeah, well, I mean, my hope is really people look at the Foxconn investment as a standalone where we're at today versus, you know, going back to that previous measurement. And it's a new team there. It's a new CEO. And I think they deserve a fresh start in these conversations. And on a standalone basis, what they've done before this was create over 1,200 jobs. And this announcement adds another 1,300 jobs on top of that. So with 2,500 employees, with one of the leading technology companies in the world, we should just simply celebrate that this is a great win for Wisconsin. And so we're talking about $500 million invested right there, right next to Microsoft, and they're building AI servers. And so when you look at this whole ecosystem we're creating, the manufacturing jobs, these are jobs that are going to create wages and opportunities that pay more than the medium wage. So just to kind of put that in perspective, so these are jobs, if you get it, you're making more than the majority of people in the area. Those are the type of jobs that we want to land here that are going to give our families and our young professionals more money to live life and live a good life. And so this is a great win for them, and I'm really happy with the Foxconn team. We should celebrate this. And I can just tell you, as the MMAC president, they've been a great partner, and I'm really excited to work with them in the future on their continued investment in Wisconsin.
Dale, do you think that they did more of an investment? Is it a move because of what's going on with Microsoft and you know, all the AI that's going around in our community?
Yeah, they service every single large tech firm, Apple, Microsoft, OpenAI. I mean, their customer base around the world is all these big companies. And so the specific companies are not disclosed who they are building these open AI stacks for. But I don't think there's any doubt that the companies that we've announced previously in the area are probably on that client list, including Microsoft, Oracle, OpenAI, and going from there. Beaver Dam has Meta. I think all these companies are in their customer base.
Dale, Rockwell announced a new manufacturing facility. Can you expound on that?
Yeah, so Foxconn is the new school, and Rockwell is kind of known more as the old school, but they're also the new school. So Rockwell has announced that they are going to make a significant investment here in Southeast Wisconsin. This is a 1,000,000-square-foot manufacturing facility, the exact location to be announced. But we competed with this opportunity with we always competing across the world. Specifically, we were competing with several other states. And Rockwell said, you know what? We think right here on our home turf, on our home field, is the most compelling place to do the most robust manufacturing facility in America. We're talking about AI, robotics, automation. Once again, 1,000,000 square feet. So congrats to Rockwell, a big, big win for this region. And once again, it's going to lead to thousands of jobs. This is the type of facility that people from around the world will fly in to Milwaukee to see what the future of manufacturing looks like, because Rockwell also consults and helps other companies do this type of manufacturing. So this is going to be another marquee project that people around the world will recognize as a center of excellence.
That's fantastic. And okay, let's go to Kohl's. They had some really weird things going on with the higher ups, including the CEO Now they have a new one. Was yep. that crazy? That was nuts.
Yeah, well, what's not crazy is the new CEO, Michael Bender. I had the opportunity to grab dinner with him fairly
recently.
Really?
Where did you guys go to dinner?
Yeah, the Harbor House.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, go Bartolotta, go home. It's a great place. But he is a great, great guy. And it's funny because I was like, is there a possibility you'd be the permanent hire? And him and a board member with us was like, yeah, maybe not. But I'm really glad that he got the position. And actually, you know who was also great is Wall Street, because if you look at their earnings and their revenue, it's actually reached $3.4 billion. They are on the upswing. It's a great company. They deserve a great leader, and they got a great leader in Michael Bender. And really looking forward to having Michael be part of this community and lean in. And I think this is a win for Kohl's. It's a win for Milwaukee, and it's a win for Michael Bender too. So congratulations to Kohl's. Great news, and looking forward to Kohl's continue to grow in the area.
Oh, that's a good news for Kohl's. Who paid the bill?
Who paid the bill? Oh, for the dinner?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was our friend Corey Nettles, who's owns an investment firm here in Milwaukee.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Smart.
Corey's one of those guys in the community that probably isn't known from like a regional perspective, but like if you're in the investment community, business community in Milwaukee, he's just the guy who gets things done. He's always connecting people. So if I recall, I think it was his treat.
Oh, very nice. Shout out to him. And I hope that you have a fantastic Thanksgiving. You're a good guy, too.
Yeah, you too. enjoy basketball season. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Go Packers. And good to talk to you both. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dale.